Welcome back, everyone. This is They Didn't Tell You Podcast. I am your host, Legally Black. It is Friday, and I hope you're doing well on today. Happy payday for our biweekly folks on this rotation, aka me. And to those of y'all who are getting paid on the 1st and the 15th of the month, look at what today's date is. If you are new here, hey, how are you? I'm so happy to have you here with me, and shout out to the person, the post, or the IG story that ushered you right on over. To the day ones, row ones, you already know how I feel about you coming back. Let's go over the regular degular before we get into this episode. If you didn't, haven't, or forgot to do so, please subscribe, like, follow, and save my podcast on whatever streaming platform that you are tuning in on. Right now, it seems as though many of you are catching up with me via Apple and Spotify, so make it do what it do. And if you're using Apple, I'm going to need you to make like a tree and leaf me a review. Yeah, I said leaf. We're going to get into the fall, punny jokes and things like that. Okay. Rate and comment, please. And thank you. I have finally updated the link in my bio. So the season 3 playlists that are available on Apple and Spotify are now there. That is where you will find every song of the week that I or my guests highlight on my show. That's all I want to bother you with for now. Let's get into the episode. Let's get into this discussion. When it comes to distractions and being easily distracted, this is something that I'm still working on. And I must say that I have gotten a lot better with it, because at one point in time, I was terrible. It was almost like I had the attention span of a squirrel, because I was very much on to the next and the next and the next and the next. Like, that was how my brain was working. And it was very hard for me to do much of anything without being sidetracked at all. And thinking about it, I realized that I've always really done things with a little bit of a distraction on the side. For example, in college, when I would study, write a paper, whatever it was, I could never do so in complete and utter silence. For me, the silence was very distracting. I think the silence was actually super loud to me. So I needed some form of visual distraction. So I would always have my TV on, either on like the volume on very, very low, where I can just hear it a little bit, so it's just not so quiet in my room. It's why I never studied in the library. If I ever told someone I was studying and doing work, I was doing it in my room. I'm even thinking, like, when I try to accomplish tasks, but sometimes couldn't seem to get past a certain stage or step, it's because some way, somehow, my ass ended up scrolling through IG. My phone ended up in my hand. Sometimes it just happens so naturally that I don't even catch it, that I have a natural, inclination. No, is that a good word to use? I'm inclined. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm inclined to pick up my phone naturally, without even thinking about doing it, open up social media and then start scrolling. And it happens more often than I'd like it to. So to get us started, what I decided to do is cover a couple different areas where we get distracted, share my own personal experiences per usual and thoughts, and then hopefully provide you with a tip or two on how to do better and get better so that we can all really accomplish these tasks. Now, really quickly, I kind of want to just address why I at least get distracted, or why we get distracted. And if you really think about it, you know, yes, there are things around us, people, places, whatever, activities that we can get ourselves involved with to be distracted by. But the greatest cause of our distractions are very close to home. It's with us every day, and it's our mind. It's that dome. It's what's here up top, which leads me to the first category of distractions. So the first category are our thoughts. Like I said, our mind. I'm starting here because this area dictates every other category that I'm going to mention. And there aren't a whole bunch, but okay. We take up so much residency in our heads rather than in our actions that sometimes we'll catch ourselves realizing that when it feels like we've been thinking about, for example, when it comes to thinking about a particular person or situation, we're like, I ain't gonna spend too much time thinking about that or thinking about this. Or maybe you might entertain and say, I'm gonna give myself a couple of minutes. And before you know it, you've been sitting still or deep in thought for the past 20 minutes of the time allotted for the day over this particular situation or person. You're like, damn. And I know it's happened to someone here before. Even more so, it tends to happen randomly and at moments where you least expect it. Like, I live in my head, which is one of the reasons why, of many reasons why I have this podcast and this show. My thoughts about having a podcast, the topics I discuss, all the things podcasting, all things were just distracting me. Because I had all this stuff going on up here in my mind, I would constantly just have these full discussions, you know, solo dolo style. And before I knew it, a whole damn hour and change had gone by. And in that time, you know, while I had a great conversation with myself, I didn't do one productive thing with my thoughts besides continuing the cycle of thinking and distracting myself. Now, some may say like, well, sister, you were over there manifesting. And that could be true to an extent. I was manifesting. But in order for a manifestation to come to fruition from what we are thinking, there must be some action behind it. And I need to be about that action and not just about sitting around thinking. Because the thoughts on their own, while they're cute and ambitious, they really, for me at least, only serve as a distraction if I'm not going to do anything about it. Now, I have They Didn't Tell You podcast, where I house all of my distracting thoughts. But the goal here, folks, is if you're going to think on it, we need to be prepared to act on it so that we're not going to sit here and continue to be distracted by the same old thoughts over and over again. Another example, there are times when I'm working on something, maybe completely separate from my podcast, and then boom, a great idea pops into my head. And I'm like, I got to stop what I'm doing. I need to flesh this thought out more because this is good. But I'm leaving behind the task that I was initially working on to pick up a new one. Now in my mind, you know, well, not even in my mind, because this feels like a good distraction. So let me say this, it felt like a good distraction, even though I know I should be focusing on what I'm working on. But I'm like, you know what? Nah, it's something for me. It's for my podcast. It's for y'all. But take a little bit of a step back. It's actually quite the opposite. Now something else that I was working on that could be for y'all too has to wait, because my random thoughts, this one thing I distracted myself with in the meantime, it interjected. And my podcast really gives BDE. Okay. It really gives big distracting energy, especially when I'm not in podcast mode. And I think it's because it's so important to me. And having the thought about it can easily pull me away from whatever it is that I'm doing. And not that I necessarily forget that I have other things to do, but I got distracted. So here's what I do when I want to keep my random thoughts in check. It's super simple. It's super easy. It's something I'm sure many of you are already doing now. And I just write it down on a sticky note. I write it in my notes app or in one of my notebooks. I just write it down as sort of like a to be continued. And I tell myself, if a particular thought that I randomly have doesn't have anything to do with what I'm working on, after I've written it down, I must dismiss it, put it in the parking lot, because I can always come back to it. And I think sometimes the worry for me when I do that is even writing down that random thought that I have, it takes me away from what I'm working on and maybe the thought that I was having in that moment. Man, my brain just be doing too much, but that's just how I've been working lately. And I've been able to maintain the integrity of what I'm doing and the task at hand, without really losing my place when I'm like, okay, random idea, random thought. What I'm trying to avoid, right, is taking away precious time or taking away precious time from what's in front of me, right? From what I'm doing, even the experience I may be having or where I'm at. Like, I don't want my thoughts distracting me from what my therapist tells me I need to do is live and be in the moment. Okay. And I also say this, be careful who, and we're going to talk about people being a distraction because that's one of my categories, but be careful who, with the capital who, WHO, be careful who you allow to occupy your mind as well. Spending too much time thinking, stressing, worrying about someone or a situation that went left, one that you can't do anything about besides being your bag and in your head about it, is giving what, y'all, say with me, big distracting energy. That's it. Behaviors is the next category. Now, there are some moves we're making out here that are only suited to distracting us in the worst way. There are things that we are doing that serve nothing but a temporary slash fulfill a short-term purpose. What we do, the behaviors that we exhibit, are a clear sign of what we deem worthy of our time at that time. So whether that's scrolling through social media for hours when you should be washing your hair and your clothes, whether that's binge watching the 13th season of Grey's Anatomy when you should be job hunting, whether that's setting up dinner dates, brunch dates, outings when you should be saving your coins, our behaviors, they tell on us. They showcased our truest intentions, because if we didn't mean it, we wouldn't do it, right? So to keep this general, because I don't have a whole lot to say about this, because the first category, your thoughts, are what determine your behaviors. What you're thinking is what you end up doing, right? You tell yourself what to do. So while you're in your head thinking about what you're going to do, start to visualize what said behavior will get you. What will the consequences be? What are the benefits of it? Determine whether you are or are not okay with the fact that said action may only offer you instant gratification, and that's it. You are what you do. So I'm asking you, what are your behaviors saying about you? Next up, we have the peoples. Now, we've already covered thoughts and behaviors, and it's time to talk and have a little chat about the people who may be involved. People, the wrong kind of people, offer some of the most awful types of distractions. I think we have all had someone in our lives, maybe, assuming here, who we've used as a distraction from what we were going through or what we've been through, or have been used as a distraction. Because I definitely know when people have been using me as a placeholder. Okay, you feel like a placeholder. Some of us have even gone back to old situations because it's just easier to do. Never taking notice or acknowledging or wanting to admit that there are certain people that we've attached ourselves to or are clinging to when their only purpose is to distract you. Now, I hope that everyone listening has had the luxury of ushering someone out of their lives, someone who served not a single purpose and whose benefits didn't and couldn't reach far beyond what they can do for you financially, or if you're involved intimately, sexually. And I hope that you've had the glorious experience of kicking someone who's worthless for you out of your lives. Ushering, kicking, both of them. Had to say it twice because I really hope that you have. And with said distraction gone, go back. I want you to go back and relive what you were able to accomplish in that time and how you were able to really shine, heal, grow, and blossom as a direct result of it. When it comes down to people as a distraction, I feel like the greatest cause of this has a lot to do with the level of intimacy we have with people in the romantic sense of things. I feel like most people can say it it's easier for them to maybe drop a friend or a family member than it was for them to drop someone they were intimately involved with. Could be wrong. It's not like that for everybody, I'm sure. Even further, they'd probably even say it was a little bit easier for them to speak to a former significant other, or they'll talk to that person faster than they would an ex-friend or an ex-family member that they've cut off. Intimacy and being involved with someone romantically is a distraction that's in its own league. And to that I say, don't be fooled, y'all. Don't let intimacy or level of intimacy that you felt with someone allow you to be distracted by them any longer. Outside of the intimacy realm, don't let the time frame that you've been friends with somebody, don't let the fact that you are related and you grew up with that person, don't let any of those things allow you to be distracted by them. Don't let anyone distract you. Walking away, I'm personally speaking, walking away from my ex, removing certain family members from my life, no longer entertaining or engaging in conversations with colleagues that I do not care for nor care about, leaving former friends where they're at, has only proven to be a huge benefit to me and my life. And we need to revisit that and the ways in which we have thrived when we take inventory and when we have cleared house. Stop letting the wrong people offer you the wrong distractions and lead you down the wrong path. I don't want that for you, friend. And last, but certainly not least, and I'm gonna keep this one short, sweet, and to the point, it's you. I'm sure you recognize it by now, but it's you. Only you can prevent BDE. Only you can prevent big, distracting energy. That's it. It takes practice, though. You have to be prepared to say, fuck it, to whatever it is that's trying to pull your focus in another direction and stay locked in. It's not going to be perfect, but when you get into it, you'll be able to manage it and hopefully master it. That's all I have to say about that. All right, y'all, we're at the end of the episode, and you already know that means it's time for the song of the week. This week, I've chose a song by Black. With a 6 instead of a B at the front. And the song is called Let Her Go. Now, the song itself is about him singing about a relationship or a person he's involved with and just kind of being distracted by the industry that he's in. He's an artist. He's singing. He's on tour. You know, are you going to let these groupies distract you? And if he does, and then he ends up letting her go so she could do her own thing, will he regret it? Or will he forget it? It's something he don't know. The song's cool, but what I want to focus on is the very end of the song, where it's just like this sort of monologue that the girl is speaking. And I'm going to let you know where you can fill in the blanks for yourselves, but here's what Shorty had to say. People will look at me like I'm crazy, but I think dick is a distraction. You know, like niggas ain't shit and bitches ain't shit either. Me, personally, I can't afford distraction. So that's what I feel like niggas are. Y'all heard that? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take this song, these last lines, right? And maybe you don't have to go with the people, you know, look at me like I'm crazy, but I think blank is a distraction. You know, blank ain't shit and blank ain't shit either. And me personally, I just can't afford distraction. And that's what I feel like blank are. What are your blanks? Fill in the blank here. What is a distraction for you? Maybe this whole that whole part that I said originally was it. Maybe dick is a distraction for you. Maybe spending money is a distraction. Maybe worrying about what other people think about you is a distraction. Whatever, what is it? What is it? What can't you afford to be distracted by? Name it. Say it out loud. Make it like an affirmation, if you will. All right. Anyhow, That's the end of the episode. That song will be added to the playlist along with the other ones from the first three episodes. Follow me on social media at Legally Black, the podcast, at They Didn't Tell You website, www.theydidn'ttellyou.com. Shout out to everyone who was placing order recently. I truly appreciate you. I know I don't have many sizes available, but things are changing. There will be a big sale coming up soon. So I would say, look, if you see a size up there now, snatch it, because when the sale come up, I can't guarantee the size will be there. However, I will be doing a restock soon, and I can't wait to share how I'm going about that. Things are changing for They Didn't Tell You, okay? And they didn't tell you. So it was nice chatting with y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye. We'll be right back.